In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, man, a day early for our visit up to Flowery Branch. We just spoke to Raheem Morris at the start of the show. You can rewind on the Odyssey app. We are going to replay it later in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Johnson from the morning shift with our favorite folks. Obviously, you got your co-host, by the way. How are they doing without you?
What do you mean? Squidbilly and Allie Mack.
How do they do without
you? I'm sure they're rolling without me. They got G-Money, Garrett Chapman in that's been running Dylan's.
Do you care what happens on the show when you're not there?
Dylan and Carl maybe somewhere just hanging out, you know, without all of us. They just maybe the joke's on us.
You know, in the old days, I'd be like, what's going on? You know, because we always joke around about Squidbill. We always say, listening, watching, judging.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
When he's not
for
on
sure.
the air. I found a way to decompress when I'm not on the air.
Here's what's crazy about those two. They both intake more sports radio than anybody I know. I mean,
right.
Both of them are always listening. There's no doubt about it. So, of course I care what's going on the show without me. But, look, I'll catch back up with them later this week. We'll see what
right
happens.
Right on. Speaking of Allie, Saturday noon to 2, you can join Allie Mack at Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, or in this case, Thursday's big game. We'll be talking about the game. 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand, other great prizes for your tailgate. Another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, guys, Saturday noon to 2, Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta with Allie Mack from the morning shift with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get to 4th and 1, we talked a little bit about what happened last night in Monday Night Football. We were just talking here inside the Ticketmaster Studios about the latest NBA rumors. Last week, about 10 days ago, it was about Giannis on the move, and now it's Anthony Davis, and apparently there's a bunch of teams in the mix. And we were just figuring out how easy it may be to get Anthony Davis if you get it on the Hawks' terms. But are you interested in Anthony Davis to put you over the top? I would imagine you're getting Porzingis' expiring contract off the books, but Gordon G. Money, who's engineering the broadcast today, just reminded us that Anthony Davis' contract rolls through 2028, at which point he will be owed $62 million.
Yeah, I think the conversation in this room has been insane. It's like, how much do you really want Anthony Davis? It feels like we already have that guy in Chris Stapps Porzingis. Right? He's kind of kicking it around, and
right.
He's a lot cheaper, and his contract's a lot shorter. So, I know there's a lot of things to look at with him, but I feel great about the future of the Hawks. I don't want them to do anything to put that in jeopardy, you know, for any of the long-term guys. I don't want to hear anything about Reza Shea or Jalen Johnson or Dyson Daniels or any of those guys. So hopefully that's not a road they're willing to go down right now.
I know that we feel, and there's been stories that started about a month ago. I think it was actually Forbes. Forbes has a sports section. Who knew? Saying that we were going to move Porzingis because of the attractiveness of the expiring contract. One thing for certain, whatever happens, any potential moves, nobody's getting my Pelicans pick. Nobody's getting my.
No,
that's,
I agree.
That's going to be huge for this team.
Especially if you got to figure out what's going on with Trey towards the end of the season. I feel like that's the one thing you looked at this season. You go, okay, we need to figure out what's going on with Trey Young. And then all of a sudden, Trey Young, you know, is hurt and has been a part of this team. They've been, 12-8 without Trey Young in the lineup. And I think you have to just keep that first rounder in line for next year just to see what happens with Trey. Maybe you
right.
need to go draft a point guard.
And the thing about, like, Trey, and I get this argument all the time with folks, hey, we're better off without Trey. See, then you get into a game, like if you didn't see the Nuggets the other night, in the fourth quarter, they go 5.5 minutes without scoring. And that's why I always say Trey will always facilitate. If nothing else, Trey will get to the line. You're never going to go 5 minutes, you know, without scoring if Trey's on the floor in half court. And that's something that, you know, I mean, I get it. It's like Trey's it's a lightning rod. You love him, you hate him. But I just can't wait either way to see him with what we've built in this offseason. I still haven't seen that yet.
Well, and I think that's a great point because I think when you look at, and I don't remember what game it was. It was, you know, a couple of weeks ago. They had a game where Jalen Johnson shot 8 free throws. The rest of the team shot like 2. and you're sitting there going, boy, you really could use that guy to kind of to kind of get things done right there in the lane. But it's a tough pill to swallow, honestly.
Yeah, and just kind of looking at some of the reports on it, there is one trade would be the only trade that I would agree with, as we were talking about offline, and this one is CBS Sports. They're saying, like, how could the Hawks make it happen? It would look like you'd have to, you know, go Davis for Kristaps Porzingis and maybe throw in, which I don't like this because of how well he's been playing, to kill Alexander Walker. So.
No, I don't like that at all either. That's tough, man. And like I said, I think that, yeah, if you can bring in AD, sure. But, you know, to y'all's point, you played 10 games this year. It's kind of – you feel like you're getting the same thing, right?
Right.
Like a big man, big, you know, stretch guy that can, you know, stretch out the floor and get it done. So we'll see.
Hey, man, Dave Arch is going to join us at 3:20, talk about the Falcons. I mean, what went wrong? A lot of stuff went wrong in that second half. Such high hopes in the first half. I was in the suite, by the way. You ever been up in the suite?
No, dude. You live a different life than
no,
I do,
no.
Mike. I don't know why you're talking.
I said
I'm
this,
a scrub.
See, I'm a man of the people. I never get in the suite. They don't want me talking to clients. So they finally got me in the suite. I guess because everybody else was out. Yeah. Carl was out of town. I guess Tigger couldn't make it because he's down there in the corner. Put Mike in
even
the suite.
Even Dylan's right. On top. So one level over
you. We had a great rapport. My wife's like, talking. You know, my husband's got great ratings. So please pick your big packs of my agents. But we were just going to town, man. Just picking out the food. Tell Slim to lay off the Henny, by the way. I mean, I got to restock that. But we were having a great time. And I'm like, you know, this is one of these one-possession games where it's winnable. I know we said this last hour, like so many games this year.
Yeah.
Your record says you are what you are, but in the NFL, it's five or six plays. There's about a dozen plays this season, which would put us, flip it, where we'd be in first place right now.
There's no doubt about it. You look at the field goal kicker situation. We're on field goal kicker number three. I didn't think that actually getting one blocked was going to be a part of the equation at any point this year, but you do that as well. And there's so many. I mean, you talk about just make a catch last week. You make one of those catches on that last drive. David Sills, Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts, those three, you know, balls that you threw out there. Make a contested catch. Then all of a sudden maybe you're getting a field goal range. Maybe you can flip that one. Right. You know, the missed extra point. I mean, that one, that just seems unfathomable when you talk about the missed extra point against New England.
Yeah,
so
I mean, you talked
there's a bunch of those.
And I said this just before we get to fourth and one. There's things that you can blame the coaching staff on. Sometimes you got to kick it upstairs to the general manager's office. You knew you had a medical term, a pre-existing condition. Talk to your general manager. See if Koo is right for you. And he wasn't. And they had to fix it, and they didn't. And with all due respect to Lenny Krieg, it's a nice guy, great story. It's more of a public relations move. We never really had competition. I would love to have seen them. I don't know. I don't know anything about who the elite kickers are in college, but maybe bring somebody in who did a good job in college to really compete against Koo this offseason, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We saw, who was it? Will Reichard with the Vikings earlier this year. I mean, he's had a great career. He's one of the all-time leading scorers in college football. He's been pretty good for Minnesota. So I'm with you. I mean, it's just one of the things you didn't address, and you just said, hey, everything's okay. It's kind of like the defensive line, the interior defensive line. We talked about the run game on the podcast, doing the podcast earlier. It's like, you know what? Hey, we can't stop the run. Well, shocker, we lost Grady Jarrett and Eddie Goldman, and we didn't do anything to replace those guys. Now it's like, hey, let's go sign Elijah Garcia and all these other people from around the league and see if we can piece it back together. It's just not how it works.
Elijah Garcia, wasn't he a percussionist with Santana? I'm sorry. What? Day-day. Hey, man, fourth and one time is brought to you by our buddies at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We spoke last hour about that Eagles 22-19 defeat by the Chargers in OT. And, man, Jalen Hurts, what are you going to go to his house and throw eggs at his house now, Eagles fans? Because Kevin Petullo is getting the hot seat. I heard Aikman last night saying, look, it's been a soap opera every year he's been there. But Sirianni has gone to a Super Bowl 2 and won 1. And Aikman would say, look, you know, any other resume, you'd say this guy's a guy that somebody would hire in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But maybe it's time for a change in Philly. I don't know what to make of it.
Well, I don't know about what to make of the Petullo thing, but you do look at their offense, and they had such elite offensive line play a year ago. I mean, Saquon's doing his thing. Jalen's really, burping the baby back there. Lane Johnson's playing right tackle. Mekhi Becton, I believe, was a right guard. I can't remember the center's name now, but he steps in after Jason Kelce retires. He's perfect. So I think that fell off. I think he was under duress all night last night. You're not getting that level of offensive line play, and therefore he can't push the ball down the field, and he can't feel comfortable. And I think that Jalen Hurts needs a lot of help around him. I don't think he's a quarterback that's just going to take over the game like a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson at times or a Pat Mahomes.
Right.
So I think that's what you're seeing in real time, and maybe there is an issue with Petullo, and he has to find some more creative ways to make Jalen Hurts good.
Cam Jurgens?
That's right. Yep, Cam
Jurgens. They nailed him on a ticky-tack holding call. call last night too, which kind of didn't help them. If you didn't see it, it was really jive. It is Mike Johnson who knows something about offensive line. We got Bergeron is our player guest today.
Can't wait, man.
He's always entertaining. If nothing else, guys, we'll talk Formula One with him because he's a big racing.
I know Lindstrom is too. Yeah, all those guys.
Hey, man, they were down at the Miami Grand Prix. We're just basically missing each other down here a couple years back. The other story, and it's hysterical, but it's where else do you go? I guess Anthony Richardson, who literally nailed himself in the eyeball with an exercise band, ba-choom, and has kept him out. I would imagine the orbital bone, it takes, you know, if you ever had that hit. I've had that with rugby. It takes a few months. But they don't even want Anthony Richardson anywhere near the field. They're bringing back Phillip Rivers. He apparently passed the physical, and he's signing a contract. You've got a grandfather playing football in the NFL.
Doesn't this remind you, guys, of like, you heard the stories from the NHL where, like, the goalie coach is, like, they sign him as the emergency third-string goalie coach.
Yes.
It's like, let's just bring in the third-string goalie coach. At least he'll know which direction to turn after he gets the snap and can hand it off in the right direction. I don't know what to think about it. I know I was watching CBS HQ today. Kyle Long was on there. He does a good job. And they're like, he's like, I've been asking Matt Ryan every month, hey, man, you ready? You ready to get back up? He's like, hell no. I don't want anything to do with that. Becky, I like my cush job at this desk.
My wife's like, he's so thin. I go, well, everybody, even the quarterbacks, Brian was never out of shape, but now he looks even leaner.
Oh, he's always been. Yeah, he's always
TV,
been a leaner.
Right. No. How much LBs did you drop when you got out?
Not as many as I wish I did, to be honest with you. The spare tire's still hanging around. No, I'm probably 30 down from where I was at my height.
Nice.
All in the shoulders, you know what I mean? Just went straight from the traps down to the hips, Mike.
Yeah, it's like my dad used to joke around. He had a tattoo in Vietnam of an eagle. My old man's like, an eagle on your chest at 19 becomes a turkey on your belly when you're 48.
Look, man, it is what it is. I know, you know, Day-Day's got a nutritionist in the family. His wife's always watching all his stuff, but he knows as well as I do, and G's the same way. You get kids. My kids are 3 and 5. Dude, I'm just a vacuum after they get done eating. You know, I'm like, hey, you done with that peanut butter and jelly, kid? Give me that thing. You know what I mean? Throw that thing down the hatch. It's a weakness for me.
Yeah, I got a little off the program this week. Becky got on a program. It's called Optavia. It's, guys always ask, because the worst thing now, if you do lose weight, whether you're like a slob like me or somebody who's like a celebrity, he's on Ozempic. I'm not paying for that.
Yeah. You know, but the Ozempic neck.
No, man. Exactly. You look like a human bobblehead.
Yeah. I don't judge anybody at all.
I cut sugar, but man, when we were at the suite the other night, yesterday, those giant cookies, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's so good.
No, I'm not.
There's nothing like you cannot. I mean, everybody knows. No blank Sherlock.
Yeah.
It's like Dan Reeves used to joke around with Coach Reeves after he had a heart attack. It's like fried food just tastes better than regular.
There is no doubt about it. I'm that guy that I can go to the grocery store and I'll walk through there. Mike, I won't purchase a carb. I won't. I'm like, man, you know.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what? Sticking to it strict. And then something happens, something else happens, and if it is sitting in front of me, it is going down the hatch.
Hey, man. Falcons taking on the Bucks, man. Should have made – we could have. We'll never know. Never got to overtime because of that kicking situation we spoke about. Last year, the two wins against Tampa were two of the most exciting, fun games for Falcon fans like me. Can we catch some magic with Cousins? He beat him in Tampa last year. We'll talk to Dave Archer about how do we get back on track next right here on Dukes and Bell.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.